With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz. The father of three boys missing since Thanksgiving waived his right to an extradition hearing on Tuesday. He was promptly processed and then driven away to face charges across the border here in Michigan. John Skelton had been fighting extradition on three charges of parental kidnapping and the disappearance of his sons, but during a Tuesday morning hearing in Toledo, he agreed to return to Michigan. Charges have been issued against nine people alleged to have been part of a counterfeit check cashing ring that bilked several businesses in Kalamazoo County out of more than $14,000, according to police. The suspects, who police have not named, were providing identical counterfeit checks by a third party and then cashed them at local businesses, according to the Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety. Well, the state has awarded $5.6 million brownfield tax credit to the developer behind plans to buy and renovate the Michigan School for the Deaf's Miller Road campus, even though the state hasn't technically approved the sale yet. The tax credits among 17 business and redevelopment projects approved for tax breaks and other incentives by the Michigan Economic Growth Authority. Governor Granholm says she presided over the larger part of Michigan's toughest decade, but believes the state's economy is on the rebound following massive job losses in the automotive industry and manufacturing sector. Michigan led the nation in unemployment from April 2006 to May of 2010, and it's estimated that the state lost more than 600,000 jobs during Granholm's 8-year tenure. With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz.